My name is Mark Worsnop. The house where I grew up from childhood to adulthood was on Whitehorse Road, halfway between the Baldwin Shops and the Mont Albert tram terminus. It was a big ramshackle brick dwelling spread on a large block with an old tennis court on one side of it. I did a large chunk of my growing up there. Endless games of cricket in the driveway with my older brothers were a fond memory. We used often to hit balls over the fence into our neighbour's yard. Her name was Mrs. Bovell, and she seemed to be well advanced into her 80s for most of the 12 years or so that we knew her. She lived in the district all her life. Indeed, when she first lived in Baldwin, she was a dairy farmer's daughter. Of course, this made sense to us given that the old dairy building, which still survived in Mont Albert Road, had the words Bovell's Dairy etched into its cement facade. Mrs. Bovell was a woman who could recall the area being largely just paddocks and orchards. She told us about the days when she'd help milk the cows, collect the eggs and do all the usual farm chores, but in the heart of Baldwin. She was a kindly old soul, always glad to talk to us and when we were older, offer us cups of tea and fig biscuits. There were a couple of landmarks in Baldwin last century that have now sadly been developed upon. This was the old Gilpin Estate, which in my day was known as Mary's Mount Convent. But I can recall the estate when it was intact, with its 20-hectare garden and lake. For many years, there was a grove of enormous pine trees lining the street on one side. Indeed, the Yarbert Avenue area was the vicinity for the discovery of gold in Baldwin back in the first few years of the 20th century. There is a vein of quartz running through the area, and labourers digging up gravel on the hilltop for the road found some flecks of gold in the vein of quartz. The gold, of course, was never of marketable value, but a large depression was dug in one side of Yarbert Avenue in Hope, and it was this hole that eventually became the large lake at the centre of the Gilpin Gardens. There was a natural spring nearby and plenty of water to keep it full. We boys paid a couple of official visits to Mary's Mount Convent and many unofficial ones. A tour of one wing of the main house was a treat, even though it showed many decades of disrepair. The roof leaked, the pipes needed replacing and paint peeled from the walls. But it was the gardens that most fascinated us. It was like a small farm in size, but heavily overgrown with weeds and trees and ivy. Little streams ran amid the plants and fed into the lake in its centrepiece. The nuns told us that the streams were stocked with golden carp. There were the remnants of little stone bridges and the extra high fences used to keep the deer Gilpin ran on his property. Around the rear of the main building was an old observatory and an abandoned aviary. There was a high paling fence which ran around the entire property, but like the buildings, it was in a state of disrepair. So it was easy enough for us children to slip in unobserved and once in the gardens, disappear completely from view. The only risk of being caught was that some of the old nuns used to walk about the pathways and bridges of the old gardens, and not all of them were particularly charitable to children, especially uninvited ones. During one such visit, one of us spotted a fish in a stream. This began us thinking about whether it'd be possible to catch one. It was easy enough to make up some fishing rods. We found some old bamboo poles, screwed in a few eye hooks and threaded on some fishing line. We even managed to come up with some ratchet winders from somewhere and we soon had ourselves a rod each. The best time to fish was in the late afternoon, not so much because of the fish, but because of the nuns. They had tea at about 5 o'clock and after that were rarely to be seen. We marched into the old gardens and were soon perched in various points along the streams hoping for a bite. Me being the youngest, nobody told me that the ratchet mechanism could be turned off on my rod's winder. So when I began to reel in my line with the winder, a loud ratchet sound echoed through the gardens. Next thing, there's a couple of old nuns heading our way, and we scrambled every which way for cover. Eventually, my nerve got the better of me, and I made a break, not caring that I was spotted, once I managed to squeeze out between the palings and dash off down the street. They did fix the fence in parts, but we managed to fish there again on the odd occasion. Funnily enough, we never caught a single fish.